Welcome to Life Words Day by Day. Today we begin 2 Samuel 9 with David asking the question, is there still anyone left of the house of Saul that I may show him kindness for Jonathan's sake? It is the strength and power of covenant that is on display for us here. You'll notice that in this passage, David mentions the word kindness three times in verses 1, 3, and 7. Back in the history of David's life, you will recall that David's best friend was a man named Jonathan. But this was not an insignificant man. Jonathan was King Saul's son, the legitimate heir to Saul's kingdom. But in a show of humility and of recognition of the Spirit of God upon David's life, Jonathan hands over his weaponry to David, and in essence declaring that David was to be the next king over Israel. From there, their friendship deepened, and Jonathan routinely saved David from the lunacy of Jonathan's father's attacks. During one such instance, Jonathan speaks to David and says, "The Lord, the God of Israel, be witness. Do not cut off your steadfast love from my house forever, when the Lord cuts off every one of the enemies of David from the face of the earth." So when David says, "Is there anyone left of the house of Saul that I may show kindness for Jonathan's sake?" this is what David had in mind. He had in mind that covenant that Jonathan and David made. The meaning behind the word kindness is not politeness or a nicety for one time's sake, but rather a flood of goodness. It's the term used for steadfast love and covenant faithfulness. This covenant that David made with Jonathan is what's on his heart. David had been busy bringing peace and rest to his people, and now he wants to honor this covenant. He aims to keep this covenant. 15 to 20 years had passed since the time that the covenant between David and Jonathan was first struck, and yet David does not forget it. The kingdom of Saul had come and gone, and yet David is still searching to see if there is someone, somehow, that he can be faithful within Jonathan's household. That's the strength, the binding nature of this covenant. David doesn't say, "Well, if anyone asks about it, then I will honor the covenant. No one has claimed this privilege, so I guess I can forget about it and move on." No, David actually seeks someone out to investigate the situation to see if justice and kindness can be extended for Jonathan's sake. This wasn't just some promise made in the heat of a moment. This wasn't just some ritual or a quick exchange that was never meant to be acted upon. No, this was not even a contract. This was a covenant. And a covenant means faithfulness to the highest degree. Alistair Begg says that a covenant is a love that commits itself to another by making its promises a matter of solemn and historical record. And it is this type of covenant love and kindness and faithfulness that characterizes God to His people. As you pray today, please remember Sarah Philemon, our missionary in Romania. And also remember the Fair Life Word broadcast that's heard throughout Burkina Faso and Ghana.